prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Good luck.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We have a great show. It's all about empowerment. And we're going to be talking about your medication shortages again. They're in the news. So this is going to be important to understand as we live in those times. And well, we've talked about it before, but we have some additional information for you. And we do have quack reports, but they're brief tonight, Frank. FYI. And before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking his face, mine in the time, and it grows short. And I can't believe, Frank, it is already the 3rd of January, and I hope everybody had a good new year. Did you celebrate, Frank? I don't celebrate New Year's, really. I kind of just stay at home and cuddle up and, you know, read a book or something, you know. Have a nice cup of tea, herbal tea, and I don't know. I just don't go out. I'm afraid the drunks are on the roads. I Just don't go out. Okay, so first devotional here is in Psalm 117. It says, I will praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise you, the Lord. And that's right. He never gets tired of hearing praise. It's like a sweet incense unto God. It's what it says in the Holy Scripture. So if you want to get noticed, draw near to the Lord, praise him and mean it. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, New Year's, amateur night. Well, I just, you know, you work it in a hospital like I did when I was in healthcare, you know, people, you know, on the road, New Year's, and it's not a good idea. So, but we're going to move on to the quack report. So mind the time to grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. This we're going to cover a little bit more detail. People are scrambling for cold and flu medications. Pharmacists say they face shortages like never before. If you can't see your general practitioner, a lot of people go to over-the-counter stuff and maybe even some natural remedies, especially in the shortages we're seeing. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, Americans, this is a survey. Americans largely pessimistic about the prospects of 2023. They said in the highlights of the survey, they said about 8 in 10 foresee economic struggles, higher taxes, and budget deficits. 90% expect political conflict in the United States. 85% predict international discord. Democrats more optimistic than Republicans about 2023. Well, isn't that always usually the case? I think 2023 is going to have some interesting things happen in it. And I think it's going to kind of tell the tale, the road we're on. Yeah. The last straw, if you will. That's just my thought. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the medication shortages to kind of give you a heads up. If you haven't heard about them, a lot of the local news networks and papers have been writing about them. And we've mentioned this a few times here on Herb Talk that, you know, the state of medication, the stock in stores, it's been in the news, and it's been in the news previous years. And normally cold and flu over-the-counter products are easy to find and rarely are out of stock. That's what we're used to anyway. However, we're finding ourselves in a very interesting moment of increasing list of, you know, prescriptions and over-the-counter aids that are out of stock. Yeah, everybody's being told they're out of stock. So the CDC actually is keeping a list, and they're adding to the drug list on their site. You can go there and look them up. And local news is reporting drug stores and big box stores are running out of the over-the-counter cold and flu products. So the reports are citing supply chain problems that are causing the issue. That reason is of little comfort, though, for those that are seeking relief. You know, when they're sick. A news outlet in Detroit said this, some very common over-the-counter medications are becoming hard to find. So how long will the shortages be is really a guess. Usually drug stores and grocery stores, for instance, they can't tell you when they're going to have them stock in stock. They can just say, we got a truck coming on Thursday. Whether it's on there, we don't know. That's what I hear a lot. So in the height of this cold and flu season, it's kind of rare for stores. They'd be out of stock and are not sure when they would be restocked. You know, this is weird, isn't it? And this is, I have to ask myself, is this just bad timing? Well, what do you think, Frank? Because I ask, especially with the three viral respiratory illnesses the news continues to report on, and you would think store shelves would be bulging with the cold and flu products, but they're not. They're not. Now, some places are hit harder than others. So you may say, well, I was just over at the Walgreens and there's plenty of that stuff there. Uh-huh. Some places don't have the shortages of other places. I think in the big cities have more shortages. Here's what Bridget Groves, director of the American Pharmacists Association, says. These viral strains are creating a demand for antibiotics used to treat the secondary infections as well as some over-the-counter products to treat fever, pain in our children, and these are in short supply. So the antibiotics, the cold and flu over-the-counter stuff, and the pain reliever stuff's in short supply. Tylenol, acetaminophen, that kind of stuff. My brain says, so are we to believe that this year, there is a higher demand for such medications, or is there an underlying, threat to the supply chain that we're not being told about? Or could it be a combination of thereof? I think there is something more going on besides high demand in certain areas of the United States, and I personally do not use antibiotics or over-the-counter cold and flu products like Tamiflu, Robitussin, Mucilix, or Ibuprofen. I've also seen reports of some people hoarding these products when they find them. They just pick up a couple of bottles. But you want to read your expiration dates, and we'll get to that reason in a minute. And by the way, this isn't just a U.S. problem. This is a global problem. Canada is also reporting shortages in their medications. According to the University of British Columbia, a quarter of the Canadian drug market is out of stock. They just don't have anything. They have launched an investigation due to the deadly repercussions this is going to have. And drug companies in the United States and Canada, they're supposed to report to the drug shortages ahead of time to the FDA and other agencies, but some do not. They just don't. It's not mandated that they do. It's just, customary that they do. Now, the average length of drug shortage in Canada is 5 months. 5 months. And U.S. Experiences pretty much similar statistics. 5 months. Could you go 5 months without a medication that you're on? Here's a quote from the University of Chicago Medical Center. 81% of the hospital pharmacy managers have experienced medication hoarding. People are hoarding stuff. So what normally follows a shortage is higher prices when the item's hard to get. And then rationing. That's usually what you see, especially in prescription meds. Here is the JAMA International Medicine Journal. They said one out of three pharmacists surveyed reported that their hospital had no valid administrative mechanisms in place to help them respond to a shortage. Well, that's not responsible, is it? So if you're hoping for the government's going to do something about this, well, they have already. They've tried, and they've failed. The shortages we're seeing are getting increasingly worse. They're over a decade old. These shortages. Drug shortages started a long time ago, but it's gotten increasingly worse over the 10 years. Here is a quote from Yale Research. It wound up in the Journal of Health Affairs, and they said, despite federal legislation to stem shortages in the nation's drug supply, deficiencies remain for patients with acute or critical illnesses, end of quote. I just think it's time we should reflect, especially if we're on a medication that we have to take long term. So if you or someone you know is taking, lifelong medications, this has the potential to become a sudden and serious health issue if there is a shortage and no substitute medicine. So before that happens, I would be wise I think it would be wise to research your options in the event medication is unavailable, even in a short period of time. Have something as a backup ready to roll. So the average prescription medicine, this is where we come into expiration date stuff. The average prescription medicine has a shelf life of 2 years, and after the expiration date, the ingredients in the drug begin to break down, and they become more toxic than before they expired. And during drug shortages, now, let me ask you if this makes any sense. During drug shortages, the FDA allows drug companies to sell expired medicine at least 3 months past their expiration date. And I doubt hospitals and pharmacies are letting patients know that. Your drug's expired, but it's all we got. Well, if I were on a metabolic prescription medicine, let's say something like, you know, blood pressure or blood sugar, for example, I know after 6 months the body becomes dependent on that drug, and without it there can be problems. So finding a natural substitute that works is not expensive, and it's not in short supply. That's what I'd be looking for. Yep. And weaning's important. If you're on drugs, prescription drugs, for 6 months or longer, metabolically the body's gotten dependent on that medicine. It's sort of like propped up like with a crutch. You can't kick a crutch out suddenly. So there is a way to properly wean if you're interested in learning that. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have a handout if you want to learn about that. Now, of course, your doctor's not going to help you wean off a medicine. They're taught to prescribe. So this is a personal choice. I can't give medical advice, but if you want to transition off anything like that, then you would need to do it in a very smart way. You have to do minuscule, subtle reductions so the body doesn't complain. At the same time, you would want to use a strengthener to bridge that gap. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check them out online, ThePowerHerbs.com. Again, the catalog is free. If you are on the website, you can also sign up for their free online newsletters, the American Survival and Health Quest, which go out each week to your email, so you have to have email to receive them. They're absolutely free, and you'll get information like this each week in your email. So now the American Survival does feature also the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, so you'll get market updates. I hear gold has gone up to over $1,800 now an ounce. Whew. Will it hit two? I think it might. Mm-hmm. Some people speculate it'll go to three. I don't know. 3,000 an ounce. What do you think, Frank? I think it'll get there. Man, woo-ha, if it did, right? Precious metals, actually worth something over the Federal Reserve note. And, you know, what the heck is digital money? What has that got any value? That's just plopped into the air. It's just like, you know, typed on your system. I mean, who gives somebody that power just to create money out of thin air like that? Think about that. Well, thepowerherbs.com, check them out if you can, and get empowered, because you'll be amazed what you could do with the herbs. The Bible encourages us to use. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, God says, and he can't lie. So I'm going to bank on that, if you will, and use the herbs. Now, if you're looking for cardio metabolic strengthening herbs, or, you know, blood sugar assistance through herbs, well, yeah, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They specialize in metabolic strengthening, organ cleansing, and immune boosting. So that's their market niche, and their products are professional strength. So this is what a practitioner would sell you, but you can buy them direct at thepowerherbs.com. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. Well, the holiday sale was keeping us all busy, for sure, Frank. Whew, we're still sending stuff out that came in over the Christmas and New Year's holiday. So I'm glad you guys are responding and taking advantage of the sale and getting prepared for sure. All right. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, but before we do, we're going to look at some medications. So we've been talking about, you know, the blood clots, the shot, as Pastor Sanders calls it, the poisonous poke, can give you. Well, there's other medications that can give you clots. Yeah, and we're going to talk about those. Some people aren't aware that medicines to prevent clots can actually give you clots. Your blood thinners, for instance. So for a long time, we've been hearing about, you know, the aspirin therapy that help prevent heart attacks and stroke, when in fact there's really no solid research evidence that supports that at all. It's all speculation, theory, educated guess, hypothesis. And the scientific research has been kind of flawed for decades, and physicians now have been, you know, postgraduate school, they're being trained up with flawed journal articles, basically. It's just the only way to say it. And you got to remember, when doctors recommended people, you know, eat, remember they told you to eat that fake butter called margarine? Remember that? They read about that in journal articles. Mm-hmm. Later on, it was discovered the margarine really didn't prevent heart disease or lower your cholesterol, but actually gave you heavy doses of trans fats that really gave you heart disease and other chronic health conditions. That was all, you know, remember, that was back in the 80s and 90s. Doctors said, yeah, go get some, you know, margarine. Stay off the butter. Wow. So we can see, you know, if we want to protect our health, you know, from really bad and even deadly scientific advice, we have to, you know, be strong. We have to be smart. We have to be knowledgeable. We have to do our homework. So if you want to strengthen your health and avoid clots, the next few minutes is going to be paramount. Now, in December 2017, the Washington University School of Medicine reported that most patients suffering from abnormal blood clots cannot take the prescription medication sold to prevent the blood clots. And apparently the clots that offer the higher risk are those with the deep vein, the deep vein thrombosis types. They happen in your limbs, your legs, typically. And the research at Washington University stated that the clot bruising drugs are a risk if you take them. So the drugs for blood clots expose the patient to having a dangerous bleed and post-complications called post-thrombotic syndrome. This is where 300,000 to 600,000 people per year in the United States, after they get treated, will have leg pain, swelling, and difficulty walking. Other treatments medicine is exploring to remove clots. Well, let's just say there's risky, too. Here is a quote from Dr. Suresh Vanderham, professor of radiology and surgery at Washington University School of Medicine. He says, we are dealing with a very sharp double-edged sword here. None of us was surprised to find that the treatment, thrombotic removal with adjunctive catheter, was used and is riskier than blood-thinning drugs alone. Wow. Well, I'm going to say either the research was flawed, wasn't completed, or they hid the results from doctors in the journal articles. And I want to say, is this really a mystery to anybody? Because the mystery of why we have abnormal blood clots is normally not all that mysterious. Most of the time, it is the diet that is responsible for the blood clot, the blood not clotting normally. It's a fibrinogen issue. Now, of course, that argument may be not accurate if you've had the COVID shot, which causes clots. Could be from that. And then there are the drugs that can cause or create the blood clot issue for patients that did not have that problem to begin with. Prescriptions and even over-the-counter painkillers are the drugs on the list that will cause blood clots. So the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, aspirin, Aleve, Advil, Motrin, Naproxen, ibuprofen, Voltaren. These all can give you blood clot conditions. But science is really not comfortable saying the drugs give you the problem and often state there is an association between clots and these drugs. They don't want to come out and admit it. So the research on this got published in the Journal of Rheumatology, September 2017. It was showing you have an 80% higher risk of developing deep vein thrombosis or blood clots in your legs if you're taking these drugs. So what is even more concerning is that the research team stated physicians need to know this as if they were unaware of it. Even if your doctor is ignorant of the link, you now are not. Mm-mm-mm. Here's a quote. This is Dr. Stephen Carson, MD, Chief of Rheumatology, Immunology, Winthrop University Hospital in New York. He says, it is not entirely surprising that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are, again, complicated in causing, or implicated, excuse me, in causing clot-related illness. Do you recall the drug Vioxx, a powerful non-steroidal anti-inflammatory? It was withdrawn from the market in 2004 due to the drug causing deadly heart attacks and strokes. Also, this is Stephen Carson, MD. He says again, aspirin is the original non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and Aleve, according to most studies, shows it to carry no clotting risk. Right. Morten Schmidt, medical doctor, clinical epidemiology, he says patients who take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories have a greater risk, double the risk, he says, of developing blood clots in their legs or lungs. Also, previous studies showed these indications or these medications to increase the risk of cardiac fibrillation as well as thrombosis. Yeah, do your homework on all your medicines before you take them. Oh, I can see we're late. We're long in this segment. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Wow, Frank, taking us back to the 80s. I think that's Donna Summer, isn't it? Whoa, hot stuff. Wow. Well, it's not hot out now. It's cold. We're talking about, you know, our blood clots drugs, some of the risks thereof. I want to give you another example. This is Doris Stever. She's a medical doctor at Danish Health Medical Authorities. She says, we recommend that patients with heart problems avoid the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories completely, because in general, these drugs should be used with caution for the shortest amount of time possible. You know what? People aren't using them like that. Are they, Frank? This should, you know, set another example, though, for us, that just because a prescription drug or an over-the-counter drug is on the market doesn't make it a safe treatment. So scientific medicine has known for some time, since the 1990s, that the blood-thinning prescription drugs can often cause a brain hemorrhage. However, what medicine often indicates is that the risks of the drug are outweighed by the fact that they don't have another tool really to use. They'll say, you know, your doctor's determined, you know, the risk is indicated for your treatment, you know, because that's what they have to use. Now, symptom management drugs and surgery really is what medicine is offering here. And people don't recognize that it can take several years or even a decade before a medication has undermined the physical condition to the extent of a total collapse. So if you haven't picked up Shane Ellison's book, Over the Counter Natural Cures, I encourage you to do so. Great book. He has a whole section on cardios. And he was a chemist. He's still a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies. But now he teaches people how to take care of themselves with natural remedies. And I spoke to him on the show. You remember him, Frank? He was really nice. But he tells you, especially with the cardio drugs, over a 10- to 15-year period, it weakens the cardio so much that you're going to run the risk of congestive heart failure, needing the, I call it the zipper, which is the bypass surgery. Now, in March 2013, University of Michigan Health System researched the drugs for blood clots, and they stated that some clot-preventing therapies called clot-busting medications, or TPAs, can create a slow brain bleed, but did not cause any symptoms, so you wouldn't know it's happening. So the study did not include patients taking the new generation of blood thinners like Pradaxa or Xarelto, because these are they're more potent blood thinner than, let's say, Werfen or Coumadin. So you run the risk of having a brain bleed, and it's sudden. Usually you're checking out if you have that. Okay. Here is William Muir, medical doctor, professor of emergency medicine. He says, in light of the long-term benefit patients may receive from antiplatelet therapy, the small risk of intracranial hemorrhage should not be seen as a game changer. I think it should be seen. See it and make your decision. They say it's, you know, low risk, but it's a risk. They can't guarantee you won't have that. All this makes you kind of wonder about the recent death. Remember the NBA commissioner, David Stern? 77, died of a brain hemorrhage. What do you want to bet? He was on medications. Philip Wells, the medical doctor, Ottawa Hospital in Canada. We know from previous studies that about 40% of venous thrombosis patients are on long-term blood thinners. So at some point, the risk is going to catch up to them. Researching answers, well, the National Cancer of Health had some statistics, and they're showing your thrombosis or your blood clots in your legs is severe enough to rank it third behind cancer. And you really don't want blood clots to obstruct vessels from delivering blood supply to your body. And you also don't want to die from a drug-induced brain hemorrhage either. So inactivity will increase your chances of getting thrombosis. Now, for instance, a sedentary job, long-distance travel, especially by air, can put you at a greater risk of developing thrombosis. So if you travel frequently, it's really important to get up and move every hour. Also, a poor diet is also going to contribute to the formation of blood clots. So blood plasma is influenced by lifestyle, and blood proteins play a role in regulating normal clotting. So you got that fibrinogen protein in your blood, which is directly influenced by your diet, and it helps regulate clots. So if you cut your finger and you normally bleed, the initial bleed cleanses the wound, and then it clots and stops bleeding. So that's normal. But the abnormal clotting, it's when your fibrinogen becomes more fibrinic, and it's usually from diet. U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health said this in 2001. Fibrinogen levels are regulated by an interesting and complex interplay between environment and genes. No, it's not. It's food. And genes that we inherit is also influenced by food. Food changes change genes in 6 days. So if you eat like your ancestors, that's why you probably have the same health problems as they did. Because it's food. Typically food. Now, fibrinogen is a protein in the blood that regulates your clotting effect. It is directly influenced by your diet, and in which diet can change genetic codes in 6 days. In 2006, the journal article on fibrinogen affected by your diet was published in the Journal of Arterial Sclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. And the researchers wanted to compare different diets, like the Western, the Asian diet. And what they found is the Western diet that we eat here in America, we eat more iron, sugar, and caffeine than any other culture. And this highly influenced the fibrinogen levels in the blood, making it more fibrinic or sticky. The Asian diet had lower levels of fibrinogen compared to the Western diet. Other lifestyle choices can alter that fibrinogen in the blood by 60%. So, not for the better. So, if you excessive alcohol, smoking, being overweight, significant 20% influence on your fibrinogen protein if you are obese. Lack of regular exercise. Also, inflammation. It seems to be a marker for fibrinogen imbalance. So if you seem to harbor a lot of inflammation in the system. Omega-3 fatty acids, not getting enough of them. And also antioxidants, not getting enough of them, can take a play for all this. So also in their study, they correlated the Western diet. We get too much iron from the animal meats to push the fibrinogen protein out of balance along with high sugar intake and lots of caffeine. So a lifestyle of processed meats, flour, bread, cereal, cow's milk, sugar, not enough fresh fruits and vegetables is going to cause a blood protein to become more fibrinic and sticky and give you blood clots. Science found that out. I mean, if the doctors read these journal articles, I mean, if I could find it, I know they can find it. Wendell Berry said this, people are fed by the food industry, which pays no attention to health, and are treated by the health industry that pays no attention to food. Yep. Okay, so here's some facts from the past. Some scientific facts that appeared in the 1946 Journal of Nutrition regarding diet that influenced plasma fibrinogen levels. They said synthetic diets that produce high fibrinogen levels are not eating enough whole grains and whole foods in the diet. They call it synthetic diets, too refined. Also, fasting reduced the elevated fibrinogen level to adequate levels. How many Americans fast anymore? Beef liver induced high fibrinogen levels. I don't like beef liver, Frank. Well, I don't like any liver from an animal. No, no, no. No liver pate for me. Vitamin E and Brewer's yeast did not influence fibrinogen levels. Did not. You would think they would, but they didn't. Conclusion. That it was diet content of high meats causing a rise of fibrinogen levels, and also fruits and vegetables influence normal fibrinogen levels. Right? So your lifestyle, you have control of that right now. Everyone listening right now, you have superior control of your lifestyle. You have the power to change this scenario if you make that decision. It all starts in your mind. Put your mind to it, as they say. So yeah, just, you know, set your mind to it that, you know, if the lifestyle needs a little cleaning up, you have a better chance of being, you know, off prescription drugs. Think about that. And you know what? And I've run into this. I'm not saying all vegetarians do this, but I've run into many that do. They eat fried stuff, even if it's fried okra, fried pickles, and they're getting all that nasty oil. So you need to make solid choices, even if you're vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Okay, so deep vein thrombosis, blood clots, brain hemorrhages, they're avoidable. They're all avoidable. We have that power to avoid them right now. So it's just make a determination if you're going to, you know, seek the natural way and get off the drugs. I personally would seek the natural. I just don't have high blood pressure, blood clot issues, but of course I've been using herbs for 30 years and, you know, watching the diet and doing the regular exercise thing. So, my blood pressure is, you know, I'm 61, it's like 100 over 60. Doctors go, what? They think you should be on drugs. They totally freak out when you're not, Frank. Did you know that? If you're in that age group where they think you should be on something, well, I would pick up the phone and call the folks at Apothecurbs and get their free catalog, you know? They have a whole cardio section. They have cardio strengtheners. They have herbs that help your body regulate blood pressure better. You'll be amazed. They have herbs that help get an electrical impulse to the heart and a steady heartbeat. Yeah. You didn't know you had that power? Oh, well, you do. And God said from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man, healing the nations. He's given you all the green herbs of the field, he says, in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. Yep. So, all the way through, we're encouraged to look at the natural medicines God made. He made the body. He made the herbs. He must know something, but we maybe don't know. And I just know that herbs are kind of like the world's best kept secret, really. Because right around 1940, we went from natural healing schools in this country where doctors actually knew diet and nutrition to the AMA stuff where they do petrochemical drug therapies now. So we went from a more natural medicine, the original medicine, God's medicine, if you will, to man-made medicine with a lot of toxins, a lot of side effects, a lot of risk. So yes, if you're asking your doctor, there's got to be a natural, holistic way of dealing with this. They don't know. They weren't taught that. They're taught to prescribe. So you're not going to get those answers there. You're probably going to have to dig for them. Now, if you like this kind of information, sign up for the newsletters if you have email. Go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. No subscription fee, and you get this each and every week, and you can pass it on to family and friends and pass on the empowerment, because that's what it does. It takes you away from being a slave to petrochemical drugs and the risks and the expense, and hey, the risk of shortages. And then what are you going to do? I cringe, really, Frank. I cringe at these drug shortages, and there's people out there that are on these lifelong meds for metabolic support, like blood pressure drugs and diabetic meds and everything else. And if they can't get it, you know, they're metabolically, if they've been on that drug a while, they may crash and burn metabolically. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, this is what I see, hear, read about. And I'm just, you know, kind of being straight up with you about it and what I see and what I research and what I find, and I'm just amazed at some of the, you know, aha moments in scientific research where it would empower the patient. Or just, they don't pick up that baton and run with it. They just don't. It just fades away into obscurity till I come along and read about it and tell you. Right? All right. Okay. Oh, we got a few minutes, so let's just touch on some things here. Prior to the 1980s, one in every four prescribed medications in the United States was derived from herbs. So the over-the-counter medications, they contain ingredients that were 50% herbal. Amazing. And you've heard me tell you that the origin of aspirin, which was made from willow bark and meadow sweet, but then they came out with that more stylish medication, acetaminophen. It has compounds from Chinese herbs like ephedra. So if you look to see how many drugs have a root word, ephedra, epinephrine, it's a derivative of ephedra, like in Sudafed. So the bark of the Cascaris sagrada tree, if I can speak tonight, Cascaris sagrada, it's used as a laxative because it has no side effects, which the synthetic drugs can't match. So the properties in golden seal root were used as an astringent in marine eye drops. Remember those, Frank? Growing up? The powerful heart stimulant, digitalis, is extracted from the digitalis purpurea plant, common name foxglove. So today, a mere 2% of your drug therapies are derived from organic sources, with a majority made of synthetic ingredients. Now I ask you this. If herbs had no benefit, no effect whatsoever to help you out, you know, in a medicinal way, why did the drug companies use them? Think about that. Next time your doctor says herbs don't work, herbs have no ability to help you with this. Well, digitalis is a pretty strong drug, you know. So is aspirin. It's made from willow bark. They extracted the salicin from the willow bark. They made it acetylsalicylic acid when they did that. So the bark doesn't work the same when you do that. You left alkaloids behind. So now you got bleeding issues when you have aspirin. You got fever lowering, immune interference. So it works differently when you change God's recipe, his copyright. It just works different. That's why we got side effects. Then the plant in its whole food state doesn't do that. So why are prescription drugs loaded with risky side effects? Well, they're not the same as the herbs that they derive their ingredients from. Therefore, they're missing essential buffer alkaloids and minerals, which help the body metabolize the property better. So your body will attempt to build what's missing from your nutritional stores, if you have them. But then when you do that, you're actually depleting your own body of these essential nutrition elements, and the body needs them when you're using drugs. So your drug therapies deplete you. Also, long-term use of your medications will drain the body of nutrients and then cause you to have secondary diseases. So an example, if you get deafness when you're taking cardiovascular meds, they damage the sensory nerves in the hearing, in the ear area. Another example is diuretics, which cause your kidneys to produce more urine, and the side effect is they flush your potassium out, causing a potassium deficiency. And this is why doctors will put you on chemical diuretic drugs and potassium supplements. Plant diuretics are superior because they contain potassium already in large amounts, and that you avoid that potassium deficiency. See, God knew better. He did. So when you're comparing your pharmaceutical drugs with, let's say, herbal options, there are several differences. We've talked about the side effects element. However, people have to realize one major trade-off is time. Our instant gratification society is impatient for positive results. And when we get instant results in the area of our health using chemical drugs, we eventually find they're temporary. Using natural medicine and therapies may require more time up front to produce positive results. However, the results are usually long-lasting. And most people start out with drugs, but when the drugs don't work anymore, they search for something that is a cure. They're done with disease management. So to resolve your problem, you may want to eventually discover, as well, it's all up to you, you know, what you believe in, what you want to do. A lot of people don't want to be self-responsible. They want to let their doctor worry about it, but he's not worrying about it. So have your checklist, you know, go down the list, include, you know, things like diet and exercise and, you know, and just lifestyle changes. They're not temporary. They're not a diet. Lifestyle changes are permanent. So there's the big difference. You're committed to the change. And when you're committed to the change, then the diet can really do something. It's counting on that solid nutrition coming in for the building blocks to repair and regenerate the system. Cleanse and nourish. Get the toxins out. Put the nutrition in. Whoa, what a concept. And it's so simple and so easy. Everybody can execute that. See? And you usually avoid a lot of internal medicine disorders. So, I mean, either that or you're going to gamble on, you know, modern medicine fixing the problem, but they're just going to sell you more drugs. Drugs you're probably not supposed to be on for more than 6 months. Long-term therapy drugs, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Research your drugs. If you got a search engine, you got a computer, type in your drug, then the word side effects, look up WebMD, they'll list your rare and your common side effects, which you're not going to get at the printout pharmacy. They won't give you the rare ones, typically. So research them. Please research them. And if the side effects are worse than what you'd be taking the drug for, then that's a no-brainer to me. Yep. Okay, so don't worry about offending your doctor. You know, your health's more important than his feelings. You know, he'll get over it. All right, so I'm about out of time. Don't forget, get a free catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or just go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.